This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the new policies are being framed with a focus on youth empowerment, placing young people at the centre of nation building. Addressing the Veer Bal Divas programme at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said, Gen Z and Gen Alpha will lead the country towards the goal of becoming a developed nation. He emphasized that youth remain at the core of every initiative taken by the government in various fields, including space, sports, fintech and manufacturing. The Prime Minister highlighted that efforts are being made to connect youth and provide them opportunities with the development of leadership skills under the initiative Mera Yuva Bharat. Mr. Modi underlined that new opportunities are opening for youth in every sector.
आज युवाओं के सशक्तिकरण को ध्यान में रखकर नई पॉलिसी बनाई जा रही है। युवाओं को राष्ट्र निर्माण के केंद्र में रखा गया है। मेरा युवा भारत ऐसे प्लेटफॉर्म के माध्यम से युवाओं को जोड़ने, उन्हें अवसर देने और उनमें लीडरशिप स्किल विकसित कराने का प्रयास किया जा रहा है। स्पेस इकोनॉमी को आगे बढ़ाना, खेलों को प्रोत्साहित करना, फिनटेक और मैन्युफैक्चरिंग सेक्टर को विस्तार देना, स्किल डेवलपमेंट और इंटर्नशिप के अवसर तैयार करना, इस तरह के हर प्रयास के केंद्र में मेरे युवा साथी ही है।
President Draupadi Murmu conferred the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on the occasion of Veer Bal Divas in New Delhi today. This year, 20 children from 18 states and union territories have been awarded for demonstrating outstanding achievements. Speaking on the occasion, the president said the awards will encourage the recipients and also inspire children across the country. She noted that the award-winning children have made extraordinary contributions in various fields, including bravery, art and culture, environment, innovation and science and technology. The centre has released over 723 crore rupees as grants for rural local bodies in Rajasthan and Jharkhand. Panchayati Raj Ministry said the grants have been released for the current financial year under 15th Financial Commission to strengthen Panchayati Raj institutions and rural local bodies. The ministry said over 448 crore rupees have been released for 3,857 gram panchayats of Rajasthan. More than 275 crore rupees have been released for all 4,342 eligible gram panchayats of Jharkhand. India remains actively engaged with the US to address and minimize the disruptions caused to Indian nationals holding the H-1B visas. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the government has received multiple representations from Indian nationals facing delays and difficulties in scheduling or rescheduling US visa appointments. He said that India has raised these concerns with the US authorities in New Delhi and Washington, D.C. The spokesperson further expressed grave concern over hostilities against minorities in Bangladesh, condemning the recent gruesome killing of a Hindu youth in Mymensingh city in Bangladesh. Mr. Jaiswal said that the perpetrators of the crime must be brought to justice. He added that over 2,900 incidents of violence against minorities, including cases of killings, arson and land grabbing, have been documented by independent sources during the tenure of the interim government. Jailed former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak was convicted by Kuala Lumpur High Court today on the charges of abuse of power and money laundering in the multi-billion dollar One Malaysia Development Berhad scandal. The judge is yet to announce sentencing of Najib over his role in the massive embezzlement from One Malaysia Development Berhad while he was the Prime Minister. In women's cricket, third T20 international between India and Sri Lanka will be played at Greenfield International Stadium, Thiruvananthapuram today. The match will start at 7 this evening. The hosts have taken a 2-0 lead in the five-match series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.